She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count.
There was some news yesterday. Brian Goodkunz addressed the media. And not just him saying, we're good enough, we're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like us. Which is basically what he said about the defensive line and the wide receivers. No, this is about the offensive line. And Gabe, walk our loyal listeners through who we now believe will be the starting offensive line for your Green Bay Packers in 2025.
Well, I mean, it kind of depends. Is Jordan Morgan going to beat out Rashid Walker? I still think that Walker is going to be your starter at left tackle. Because Jordan Morgan didn't show me enough last year that he could actually unseat him. He's going to compete. But here's the thing with Rashid Walker. Every competition he's found himself in, he's won. He continues to find himself out there. So Walker at left tackle. Left guard will be...
Aaron Banks.
Aaron Banks. Yeah. And then you slide over Elton Jenkins. We know he's going to be center. Sean Ryan at right guard and Zach Tom at right tackle.
That's a top... It's inside the top 10.
Yeah.
Could be top 5 offensive line, which is luscious. See, I still don't see them doing that without a pivot, though, philosophically on how they run the offense.
Okay, talk me
because everyone wanted a receiver, right? And then you run your same stuff. Receivers are the same, kind of expecting the same. I mean, Watson would be better than Hardman, right?
Yes, as an offensive contributor.
Yes.
Mecole Hardman had like 100 yards receiving last year.
So I think the pivot is going to be, like I said, that's going to be a very good offensive line. Probably more two tight end sets, heavy run, play action, and add that as a bigger package than it has been in the past, which would be my guess.
Yeah, especially with Watson out.
Eliminates,
you know, going more two tight ends.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need to have three wide receivers on the field if we've got two tight ends. We just need two of those guys, and it kind of helps deal with any sort of depth issue you think they have at wide receiver.
Do you guys think they're, because it's a copycat league, do you think they're trying to copy Philly?
How so?
Good offensive line.
Okay.
Quarterback is nice. Is that fine? Or is that like dainty?
Nice is fine. Keep going.
Running back, stud. I mean, Saquon's a little bit better than
Josh
Jacobs. And then you lag in the receiver department a little bit.
They got better receivers than we do.
What I'm saying.
Like light years ahead.
But, I mean, if he surprises us and takes a receiver in the first round, because I was looking.
I don't know, Gabe. It's not like any of their receivers won the Heisman or anything.
But I was looking at the rookie receivers last year, and some of them had pretty big years.
Yeah. Wide receiver is one of those positions where you can come in and make an impact right away.
You just got to pick the right one.
Yes.
So, I think that'll be the pivot. I think they're doing, which is fine. We copied stuff all the time. Nothing wrong with copying.
Let's hear from Brian Gutekunst yesterday, who was talking about some of the movement that you will see on the offensive line for your Green Bay Packers.
Plenty of conversations with Elton leading up to it, and obviously, you know, he played center in college. We feel he's got a chance to be an all-pro center. You guys, we've talked about a lot how versatility plays into our offensive line and having guys that can move to different spots, and Elton's one of those guys that can play all 5 spots. So he's a luxury, but I think I'm excited to see what he can do at center as well.
And look, we know that the Packers value versatility on the offensive line, but it wasn't that long ago, guys, maybe a year, that we were hearing about Zach Tom being a potential future center on this team. What happened there? Zach Tom said, no, thank you. And then they were like, all right, well, we'll just go to the next guy.
I mean, right tackle's more important.
We get paid more.
I can tell you exactly what happened. He shut down T.J. Watt completely, and they said, yeah, we'll keep him out there.
Yeah.
I think he'll do
actually
good.
Working for us pretty well, the way that we currently got it going. So there will be no, you don't expect any other movement, right? Like, I'm not wrong that it was a year ago were talking about
Rob
Zach
said
Tom.
Could Morgan take over for Sean Ryan?
Yes. I think that's possible. He could take over Sean Ryan at right guard. They, again, both Goody and Matt LaFleur then today saying that Jordan Morgan's going to get an opportunity at left tackle.
What do we give Morgan a grade for his first year? Kind of feels incomplete.
Incomplete.
Yeah.
I couldn't even give him a grade.
Yeah.
Because
the injuries. I mean, he was the best thing you can say about him is he's one of the 6 they trusted. They trusted him when they put him out on the field.
Still need one more?
Yeah.
I don't think any of those other guys can play.
If you
based upon what I saw in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at their top 30 visits, they've had in guys who are mid to late round guys come in and do the top 30 visits.
Yeah.
So it would indicate to me they're going to add depth. They're not going to prioritize it unless, obviously, one of those guys falls.
So to spin forward what you're saying, Joshy, the people who have said that maybe with their first pick, the Packers would go offensive line, that feels now unlikely. Can we remove offensive line yes. from the potential positions that the Green Bay Packers would address with their first overall pick?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
If there's a tackle that falls, Goody's going to jump all over that. They basically advertised that they're looking for a replacement for Rashid Walker. They basically came up to the microphones and said, we're not giving Rashid Walker a contract extension. We're looking for a left tackle of the future. And if a tackle falls to them at 23, Goody is going to sprint.
I'll be
to hand in his card.
It'll be a fun next day of work, let me tell you. I'll light him up like a tree.
Why?
Christmas. Because it's stupid. You're overloading one position where there's deficiencies, big deficiencies in others. And like I said, offensive line is four on the list. Four. Just look what we did it with. Just look.
Yeah.
And I know the game's different. You're overloading one position and neglecting another.
But they're going to, if they're letting Rashid Walker walk away at the end of the year. Who knows what happens with Sean Ryan? Like, you got to look forward, too. It's not just about 2025. It's, okay, offensive line's going to be at the top of the list in 2026. And if there is, if there's, again, I think that most people are saying in this draft, there's what, maybe 15, 16 people who have an actual first-round grade. Yeah. And then, the meatier part, there's, if you have a first-round grade on someone, I guarantee you Goody's going to take a tackle. If he's the only person they have with a first-round grade, and he thinks he can plug him in at left tackle.
Okay.
I would still power rank it like fourth or fifth most likely.
I'm not crossing it off the list.
Yeah. But I would say it's not like as unlikely as a quarterback probably in the first round.
Yeah. Can eliminate quarterback. You can eliminate running back. You can eliminate tight end.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And linebacker. I think you linebacker can eliminate
and
safety. Linebacker.
Let's put it on the Jen Gabe and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. After what Goody said yesterday, where he seems to have filled the slots for his offensive line, given the departures, there's been some movement now, would you be surprised if they still drafted an offensive lineman with their first pick in the 2025 NFL draft, which is now less than a month? Are we less than a month away? If today's April 1st, LOL, April Fool's Day, totally forgot about that.
Oh, Tiger got everybody.
What do you do?
Said that he was playing the Masters.
Oh.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's mean.
Who cares? You can't win it anyways. If it was 2005, I'd be like, yeah. You can't win.
April Fools.
I know.
Do you?
So overrated.
He started arguing it like it was actually something
that
he was doing.
That is such a 70s thing,
April
right?
Fools.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's...
Isn't it?
I mean, he's like eight. He's like 8 years old.
Who?
Tiger. For pulling that.
Yeah.
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 I mean, he woke up this morning giddy too, right? Like in the days leading up. Tiger just has nothing else. Well, he's got something else going on in his life right now.
He would like to remain private.
Correct. Please respect his privacy.
That was a dad joke though, wasn't it? Like a corny dad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing the Masters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you said he got people.
Oh, yeah. He got me.
You care if he plays.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What? You would watch? I would watch.
That's the barometer. It's like these old guys on the first tee that think, move on, for crying out loud.
They're asked to do it.
I don't care.
Jack's not saying, please put me out there.
Please let me do the ceremonial tee shot.
This honor me that just goes on and on and on. Can we get someone new in there?
Do you feel the same way about Aaron Rodgers?
We're getting close.
But we're not there yet.
I don't.
The ceremonial tee shot is part of the tradition at Augusta. They did add. They added Tom Watson a couple years ago.
Because the one guy died. Right?
Yeah. Ernie died. Yeah.
I'm not big on the honor me. I just not a fan.
Isn't it different when you're asked to do it as opposed to foisting it upon everyone else?
I get asked to go somewhere every year and I say, no.
Yeah, it's because you don't want to go anywhere. Because
you don't like people.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Would you want to go to the most perfect and beautiful golf course on Earth? Yeah, I'd like to do that. It'd be a nice way to spend my week.
For free.
I don't
think
they're paying.
You think Jack's paying for anything? You think the Sharks out there paying for stuff?
Well, he might have to.
Yeah, that's true. Now.
I don't know. I'd rather see Ernie Els.
Hey, that's an awkward conversation, though, isn't it?
Doesn't matter.
You go from not having to pay to having to pay. Yeah. Who has that conversation? How do you do that? How do you broach that? Hey, you've been on the Masters bill for the last, I don't know, decade or so, but
now
we're going to have to charge you.
Like, who's this New Zealander or whatever?
Player.
Oh, Gary. Oh, he's South African.
Annoys me to the nth degree. Annoys me.
Yeah, he annoys everybody.
It's kind of
his
thing.
You know why? Because he's a look at me.
Oh, yeah.
If I have to see him punch his abs anymore, I'll punch him in the
nose.
He's
annoying to the nth degree. Jeez, I'm gross.
I mean, he's going to hit his tee shot. He's going to kick his leg up
in
the air.
Great. Yay!
Like he's Molly Shannon's character from SNL.
God.
How the fudge do we get here?
I have no idea. Wow. But it shouldn't shock anyone.
April Fool's Tiger Fool
there
game.
Is. Yes,
Gabe started it, though.
Started
I was on
about
track. Golf,
that is on me. You brought up April Fool's, and I was pissed
Tiger
off because
him.
Tiger
I
got
was
me.
Fair enough. Dead nuts on it.
Did. Yep. He did a very good job on the offensive line.
I pulled you off, and I jumped off, and I pulled you with
you
me.
You did.
Too. That's on me. I'll take responsibility. Hold me accountable.
Jimmy Haslam. We got power rankings coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are relying on Chew to throw together a power rankings list. You always say that.
You'll like this one.
I doubt it.
That's next.
Oh, I lost it.
ESPN's Fantasy Focus ESPN's Fantasy Focus Football Podcast is coming to Green Bay on April 23rd. That's the day before the draft. Field Yates, Daniel Dopp, Mike Clay, Liz Loza, and Stefania Bell are doing a live show at the Tundra Trio. ESPN Wisconsin wants to send you and a friend to Green Bay to see the show happen live. Right now, caller number four. Caller number four wins two tickets to ESPN's Fantasy Focus Football Podcast live at the Tundra Trio. See the show up close, meet all the hosts, and get complimentary food and drinks in the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast merch. That's caller four. Caller four right now, 800-990-3776. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full details.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Having Professional Construction Inc. help us with our home projects. Dario and I are not the most handy. We can tinker our way through a project, but when we have something serious, when we have something big, we only rely on our friends at Professional Construction Inc. I was down in our basement yesterday, guys, looking around and just reveling in the work they did, the job they did on our basement. It is one of my favorite spaces in our house now, and I owe it all to Professional Construction Inc. They've been in the business for more than 20 years. They believe in building relationships and doing exceptional work on your projects. What more can I say about Mike and Michelle and the company that they have put together? You can learn more about PCI at professionalconstructioninc.com, professionalconstructioninc.com.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, the guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, good list. Good list. Good list. Here's,
we'll be the judge of
there's
that.
There's only eight. There's only eight.
Okay.
So I am going to give you guys 12 guesses to get seven. Okay? 12 guesses to get seven. And here's the topic. NFL players with the biggest endorsement deals. Okay.
Cumulative or single?
No, cumulative. Okay.
Do they have to be active?
These are all active.
Okay.
I could have done the list with...
You think Brett's copper fit still paying out big bucks?
I see Tom Brady everywhere is what I was thinking.
I had enough of him.
Saw Tom Brady in a
would you rather
Dick's
have,
commercial the other day.
All right. I could. Would you rather have them combined or would you rather have just current NFL players?
Just current NFL players.
Just current.
Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
This is current.
I was just asking for clarification, just so I knew who we had to guess.
12 guesses to get seven.
I mean, I feel like, I want to say Travis Kelce's got to be on this list. I see him everywhere.
Travis Kelce is on the list. You would have thought it would be a been a big, bigger number than he makes $5 million.
Really?
What number is he?
He is number 5.
Okay. I mean, Mahomes has got to be on the list.
His quarterback.
Mahomey is.
Well, and just all those State Farm
number one. $25 million.
Whoa.
Man, that's a big drop off between 1 and 5.
Yeah.
Sheesh. I wonder what his endorsements are. The only one I can think of is the insurance company.
Yeah.
You want to hear it? Adidas, Coors Light, State Farm, Adidas. Subway, Hugo Boss, T-Mobile, Walmart. Yeah.
That's
big
a
list.
Lot.
Big list.
I got to think that Rodgers is on this list.
Man, but when's the last time you saw Rodgers in a commercial?
But he also had that State Farm deal.
But not anymore. Doesn't exist anymore.
He's always hawking those watches.
I was going to say the same thing, Joshy.
Yeah, isn't he an Adidas guy too?
He is an Adidas guy. I do know that.
Rodgers.
Rodgers is number 4 at $11 million. Adidas, Izod, Fanatics, Panini, TaylorMade, and Zenith.
Oh, I forgot about TaylorMade. Forgot about that one in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like I see Joe Burrow in a lot of places. I mean, Joe Burrow's got to be making more than $5 million in endorsements, right?
I don't see Joe Burrow more than I see Travis Kelce, but it doesn't mean he's not on the list.
Yeah, I'd go Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, number 6 at $4
million.
You got it rolling. You haven't got one wrong yet.
Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, tied for 6 at $4 million as well.
Just because I mean,
these are quarter. This is quarterback heavy, man.
Yeah, this is quarterback heavy, but I feel like I've seen a couple of TJ Watt commercials using that Dix one with JJ and Derek.
Subway? Didn't they do
a
Subway?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I'll say TJ Watt.
TJ Watt, not on the list.
Huh.
So you got 2, 4, 6 guesses. With 5 correct.
Okay. I think, again, let's think quarterbacks. Let's think.
I mean, if Allen was on the list.
But Lamar, I don't see Lamar anywhere. I'm trying to think of the top quarterbacks in the league. I don't see Lamar anywhere.
Doesn't mean he doesn't have the deals. I mean, he's a 2-time MVP. He's got to be. It's got to be in that Joe Burrow, Josh Allen category.
I'll guess Lamar because we're quarterback heavy, but I don't see him anywhere.
Lamar, not on the list.
Damn.
4, 7 guesses. You got 5 to go.
Top quarterbacks in the league. Come on.
You want me to reset? Mahomes, 1. Rodgers, 4.
How do we not have 2
Kelce,
and
5.
3?
Burrow, 6. Allen, 6.
Jalen Hurts? It's got the Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials.
Either.
He does this Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials.
I haven't seen that in years. And I thought at one point the Kelce's actually took that over. What about...
I mean, he just won the Super Bowl.
Oh, what about Cowboys? Sleep Master, Sleep Number, Sleeping Mattress. Dak Prescott has a mattress deal. I see him all... Right? Maybe it's not the Sleep Number. I don't know. But it's something.
I just think Brand and Dak would make sense.
Yes. Cowboys, Dak.
Dak Prescott, 2 at $15 million.
Well, you got his list in front of you? What does he have?
He's got Nike, Bud Light, AT&T, Beats, DirecTV, Campbell's. He's got Oikonos. How do you say that? That's how I say it, but how do you properly say it?
Is there an N in the word?
No.
I think it's just Oikos.
Okay. Mine sounds better. I mean, it should be Oikonos.
Well, if there's no N, I don't know why you're putting
it
in there.
No, I'm just saying it sounds better than Oikos.
Tell us why.
I'm not... It just flows.
Give me some evidence.
Why Goody doesn't have to.
That's a good point. All right, so you guys... Oh, Sleep Numbers.
It is on there.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going top quarterbacks, I can't imagine... If Jalen Hurts isn't on this list, then I think we're out of quarterbacks, right? I'm saying Jalen.
Jalen, not on the list.
How many have we got?
3, 4, 5.
We've gotten 6.
7, 8, 9. You got 3 guesses left.
We just got to get one right.
Yeah. No.
You said
you need you hold on. You need three. Yeah, you need three.
We're really getting caught in the weeds here.
And eight.
Three and eight.
Correct.
Three and eight.
We just need one more because he gave us 12 yeah. guesses to get seven.
I'm literally going through the quarterbacks in the league in my head, and I can't find one that.
I mean, I can't imagine C.J. Stroud is on the list.
Right. I mean, I went through Tua. I went through J.J. McCarthy / Sam Darnold, Jared Goff.
Here's a hint. Think baseball.
Caleb. Baseball.
Kyler Murray? Can't be on the list.
Josh, you're an idiot. Yeah,
and,
Kyler Murray
and
is
the
eight.
Other one.
Oh, Kyler Murray's eight?
Eight at, what is he?
The other one.
Is that
the only other one
three
I can
and a half
Russell
mil.
Wilson. Is Russell Wilson
is
on the list?
Number
Wilson!
Three at 13 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
How is Kyler Murray getting more money endorsement-wise?
I'm surprised how light
Jalen
these
Hurts
numbers are.
Then.
Oh, I got people asking on the talk and text line about Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry.
Oh,
I'm surprised Derrick Henry's not on. Derrick Henry does that State Farm deal
yeah.
as well.
All right, so here is.
The talk's not allowed on the couch, Derek.
Here's the top nine.
Is that my living room?
Here's the top nine of retired. Manning is one at 12.
And then the other Manning.
What about the other Manning?
Brees is two at 11. Other Manning is three at eight.
Yep.
Rodgers, 7.5. J.J. Watt, seven. We said Wilson. Tom Brady, six. Don't you think Brady would be much more than that?
If I were to guess, this list probably isn't 100% accurate.
I also
and
think
then
he's
Marshawn
only
Lynch.
Recently gotten into the ad space, right? Like, he wasn't doing a ton when he was playing, was he?
There was a huge, I remember hearing, like, he had this big ad campaign for some, I don't know if it was fragrance or clothing line in, like, Australia. Like, everybody in Australia
Wait,
always
didn't
saw,
he have,
like, a Tom
Uggs,
Brady.
Ugg
oh, it was Uggs. That's what it was.
He had Uggs at one point, yeah. Hey, Chew, you know what? That was a good list.
Thank you.
I liked it. It was fun. Outside the box a little.
B minus.
I can go home now?
No.
If it was an A plus, could you
go home? I missed my grease board.
You've been using that thing quite a bit.
I used it twice today already.
You know, kind of demonstrating the difference between zone blocking and man blocking.
I'm going to use it one more time before we go to break.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Very terrified.
You can't write curse words on the board. We've discussed that, right?
I can't see it.
You got to drop it a little lower for the camera. Bring
good,
it back.
Josh?
Bring it back. Over here. Down. There it is.
I'm reporting you to HR. It's bullying.
I always wanted to be fired once. Well, twice.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes, no more, no less. It's Bucks in 6 on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in 6 provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in 6 in the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now, bucks.com/plus or on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right
Ed
about anything.
Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
God. Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. What the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
We celebrate a Hughes Day here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Joshy, is there breaking news out of the NFL?
I don't know how breaking it is.
Do you want to play half the sounder?
No, I'll just say it. It's not worth it. Expanded replay assist, which, as we've talked about on this program, we don't know how it exists already, so they're going to expand it more and probably make it even more unclear of how, when, and why they use it.
Why are you shaking your head?
Well, because for all the reasons Josh just said, I am for replay assist. I just want them to be transparent about it because there are times where they clean up a call right away because they think it's obvious enough. But then there are other times where a coach has to burn a challenge because they didn't use replay assist for God knows what reason. That you got to let your audience, your viewers know what the hell's going on.
Gamblers,
I guess.
And then everyone gets the ball in the regular season now in overtime. Instead of just the one and done, it is now to the playoff rule that they hadn't stated. So you get a chance to score.
So touchdown doesn't matter?
Player safety, big issue with the NFL.
Yes,
so
that's what I hear. Yeah, absolutely. Player safety.
But they kept the overtime period to just 10 minutes, though. Yeah,
that's very nice of them.
So there's going to be more ties then.
It's just going to be more playing, you know.
Well, but if, I mean, I guess hypothetically, if you receive and then march the ball down and take 10 minutes off and kick a field goal as time expires, other team doesn't get it. I would assume that's what that means.
You guys have a 10-minute time period. Do you guys have a problem with ties? I don't.
Not really. It doesn't happen.
If the game ended in a tie in regulation, then that's it. It's a tie. It's in the books.
Well, soccer does it all the time.
Yeah. There's no PKs in regular season?
I'm not sure when the PKs come in. This is why we need Ashton on the program so he can fill us in on the nuance
they
of
come
the beautiful game.
Really.
Wanted to get to this. I guess yesterday at the Brewers game, it's a little surprising given the information that was presented to us, but at the Brewers game yesterday, guys, Brewers ended up losing in case you missed it. So they still are looking for that elusive victory for the season. There was a fan who stole a ball from the kid. I didn't see this. I was watching the broadcast on television, but apparently during the radio broadcast, the gentlemen were talking about it. Take a listen.
A one. Collins takes inside, and it's one ball and one strike.
Guy took it away from a kid. Come on now. Little kid right next to him. Let the little kid have it.
Yeah. 1-1 is down. Two balls and one strike. Did he hear about it a little bit?
No.
No?
Cubs fan. I get it.
Good pop.
Was he really a Cubs fan, or was the announcer just assuming he was a Cubs
fan? I did not see it happen.
Because, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
I did see a lot of non-Brewers or Royals jerseys yesterday, which was a little strange, but I guess it happens sort of at all sporting events at this point.
Well, it wouldn't be a Major League Baseball season without us having this conversation. So let's go over the rules yet again. It feels like a good time, as good a time as any, to go over the rules for baseball fandom.
If you're a grown-ass man, give the ball to a kid. Full stop.
Uh-huh. I think just people realize now that there's jerks in the world where before they were like surprised that there were jerks. There are jerks everywhere.
It feels like you could even simplify this, to be honest with you, Gabe. Just don't be a jerk. Don't be the guy who is doing the jerk things. And jerk things include taking a ball from a ball game when there's a kid next to you. Give the kid the ball.
I'll even give you the forgiveness of the ball comes at you, you react, you catch it, a little celebrate, then you look to the kid to your right and go, here you go, kid.
Absolutely.
Like, I understand that because it's a flying ball. You're reacting.
Yeah,
it's
you catch
real time.
It. You know,
hold it up.
Hold it up. Hey, I got it. So take the applause from everybody and then toss it to
and
a
then
kid.
Get the applause after you toss it to
what
a
I'm
kid.
What I'm hearing Josh say is don't go, kid, catch the ball for goodness sakes. You're saying you can do that portion of the process, but then just give it to the kid. Now, is there a caveat if the grown-up has a kid at home?
No.
I was just going
to
say
no.
That.
Bring the kid to the game if you want to give him the ball.
What if they're in school?
Doesn't well, take him out of school. It's opening day.
I wanted to ask you that as well yesterday because my kid, 16 years old, sophomore in high school, wanted to go to opening day yesterday.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
Why not?
Couldn't take the day.
Why not?
Just couldn't. He felt like he had too much work. Felt like he had too much work at school to be able to miss the day.
I think he had no intentions of going to the game. He just didn't want to go to school. Am I right?
Well, now certainly it's fine possible. By. There's no way you could be like, I'm going to AmFam and then not. You know, like, I can see you. I know where you are. That 7-Eleven does not look like the ballpark. Should opening day be off school?
No, but pull your kid out of school. Who cares? If you're going to take your kid to the ballpark, take your kid to the ballpark, especially on opening day.
So
I don't think I went to school on opening day ever in my high school career. Like we just always went. It was always just assumed. We went, and now I wasn't super concerned about academics. So the I've got a lot of work to do thing would have never crossed my mind.
Well, you and Chewy have that in common. Yeah.
Let's say it's high school. How much work is there?
How quick did it empty out?
I mean, it started filtering out when they scored six in the sixth or seventh.
I stopped watching after about the fifth inning.
Yeah, and then it really Brewers put together a little bit of a rally, scored a run, and after they only got one run, it emptied out pretty quick in
the
bottom of the
eighth. Did you stay to the end?
Yeah, stay to the end.
Joshy?
He's a stay to the end guy.
I haven't stayed to the end of a game other than a playoff game.
Okay.
Ever?
Ever. Maybe if I'm in a suite because I'm getting free food and beer right, and it's just easy to hang.
So we all wanted to know what time you had your first soda.
Me?
Yeah.
About 9 a.m.
Whoa. Yeah. So, yeah, so during the show, he did not
yes,
pop the top.
That's discipline.
That's, yeah, I was showing a lot of discipline. Yeah, there was some, you know, a little lemonade, get started here a little early. We're taking Ubers and then a shuttle. What do I care?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not judging.
I was in bed by 7:30 too.
There were bets being placed on.
Well, if the first one was popped by 9, that's the least shocking information.
I was sitting there going, yeah, no good's going to come.
Did you get any lip from Mussolini or no?
No, she was right there with me.
Oh, she went?
Yeah.
Okay. So does that count as a date for you or a date for her?
I don't think either of us.
Wait, what are we counting dates for?
Yeah.
Because there's some dates I really don't want to go on.
Oh, but you go just for your wife.
Yes, to get points.
That's why he goes.
It's all about points.
Joshy wanted to go to the baseball game.
Yeah, and so did she. It was mainly her friends and then a few of mine.
We got some questions rolling in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Peter in the 815 says, foul ball, yes, give away, but home run, you're allowed to keep. And then Dave from the 414 also says, home run ball that holds value, ?
Well, then what I mean, what kind of value what kind of value was anybody gonna hit yesterday?
Yeah, no.
I mean, Garrett Mitchell hits one out into the bleachers. It's home run number
Jackson
like
Centurio dings one.
That doesn't have any value though.
It has value to them.
Maybe. Doesn't have any actual value. Give it to a kid. It's a baseball.
What do they do with the ball? That's what I want
exactly.
to
know. Exactly.
It's
a baseball.
You go home and you do what?
Exactly. That's why it's a baseball. Guess what you could do? Make the little kid's day.
My precious. Yes. My precious.
Yeah, I get it. You're naughty. Yeah. The like, Royals what was, hit that. You're naughty. Yeah, like,
what was the big home run just this past year? Was it the 54 Shohei?
The 50-50 club, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so that one was big, and there was a lot of money going around.
I
that
also
one
think
you
I saw, honestly, Joshy, I think I just saw that somebody is suing the person that got the ball because they believe they got the ball first.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Finders, keepers, losers, keepers.
We all saw the pile. There's a pile up. Yeah. It's kind of like in football. Yeah. Whoever comes out of that pile with the ball,
it's
guess
the ball.
What? Yeah, and it's going to be Packer ball then. Like, there's a pile up. Whoever comes out with it comes out with
Whoever grabs the other guy's nuts first is probably going to get the ball. And that happens in a scrum.
It's a different type of ball you're grabbing there.
I was trying to think the player I hated the most in the NFL when I played. Got to be Gary Plummer.
He was real good at the ball grab?
No, he punched me.
Really?
Well, I kind of taunted him. I did the walkover, like, because we just scored a touchdown, and he just went poof. The ref was standing right there. I'm like, you're not going to throw a flag? He's like, you're winning. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
My privates aren't winning.
Yes. Wait, he punched you in the junk?
Straight up. Straight up. I was doing the boxer walk over the head. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to snap after that?
Well, it didn't. It was a delayed fuse, as you know.
Yeah.
You know, it takes about 7 seconds for the stomach to start hurting. So I didn't know if he... Well, let's just leave it at that.
That'll be a first.
No, I was wondering if he hit him because it took a delay, and then I found out, yeah, he hit him.
So we are all in agreement that if you catch a ball, especially a foul ball, but even Gabe, you're saying home run as well.
Yeah, like unless, again, if it's a ball that actually has value, but at that point, somebody from like the organization is going to come up to you and they're going to be offering you some sort of deal for the ball anyway.
All right, opening day, there's always a lot of people. How many rows do you have to go to find a kid if you don't have one in your immediate vicinity? Are we going 4 rows, 5 rows?
It's a baseball. You toss it.
That's a good point, Ben. I don't really have anything.
Good time to go to break.
You want to produce the show?
We're on break.
First, I got to tell everyone about 1UP Parlay.
The local Brewers haven't done me much good, but I'm going back to the well. They are going to get their first win today, and you can count on it. I downloaded the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it is so much fun. You can compete against me and other Gen Game & Chewy listeners to see who can combine a few picks and build the best parlay. It's just $2 for taking a shot at taking a home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use. There are new basketball, hockey, baseball, and combat sports contests every single week, and it is just $2 to play. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, and if you decide to enter money, you can use code JGC for a 100% deposit match up to $250. If you put in 20 bucks, they'll give you 20 more. So here's what you got to do. Download the Wanna Parlay app. Use code JGC and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview. The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney. Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy compared Brian Gutekunst to somebody who holds on to their leftovers too long. So we asked you on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll, the Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll, how long do you keep your leftovers? 1 to 2 days, 3 to 5 days, 1 week, more than a week. Some of y'all are very thrifty, and that's not an insult. 5% of people are keeping their leftovers more than a week, but 59% of people are keeping them 3 to 5 days. Chew, where do you fall in the old leftover calendar?
I think it depends on what it is. Like meat, proteins,
mm-hmm.
Fish, definitely not. Fish is 1 day.
Yeah, I don't keep fish.
No?
I don't think you should keep fish.
Why?
You eat it.
Eat it. Okay.
You're gonna throw fish in the refrigerator?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with it?
Microwave and then get yelled at. And then get yelled at. Yes.
And then get
yelled at.
No, like I made some salmon, I heated it back up in a pan, and it was
okay.
It's perfectly fine.
I'll push it a week. I'd say a week. That's about it.
That sounds about right for us, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rid of stuff too soon. I don't like wasting.
No.
Problem with the week is inevitably one of those things is going to end up in the back of the refrigerator and you're not going to discover it for another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, what? You can't even recognize what it was. Like, what was in here?
What about like luncheon meat? Because it always says, does it say when you purchase it or is there a date on there?
I think there's a purchase date typically on there.
Do you base it on smell or feel?
Oh, God, you're giving me the heebie-jeebies.
No, you know when you feel a piece of ham and it's got like a little slickness to it?
Please stop.
I think you're okay.
If you buy like the Oscar Mayer one, I think that's going to last a little bit longer versus if you get it from the deli counter.
Okay.
All of the sulfates.
Correct.
And preservatives.
Correct. Then if you go to the deli counter and get your ham up there.
The hack, guys, for the deli meat is you go to Costco or wherever, you buy the chunk of turkey that's already cooked, and you just shave it off for sandwiches instead of buying the turkey deli meat. That's the hack.
Where's that? I've never seen it.
Costco?
No, I know, but...
Where at Costco?
Yeah.
Next time I go, I'll take a picture.
Do you want the aisle?
Yeah.
Preferably.
You think I work at
Costco?
Because
I love... Have you had their chicken salad?
Yeah, it's good.
The best.
But do they use it, the rotisserie?
Yes.
I'm out on rotisserie chicken now.
The problem is that's
what
old
do you mean
rotisserie.
Now? I used to be
so
in
by
on
saying
it.
Now means there was an incident that drove you off of it.
I used to be in on rotisserie chicken, where I was like, buy a rotisserie chicken, you'd peel the skin, mm-hmm. you toss it, you peel the meat, and then you'd use it for all sorts of things. Salads, or chicken salad, or chicken noodle soup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out on rotisserie chicken.
What
That's
happened?
Just a me thing. I don't know. I saw an Instagram post.
Okay, so yeah, exactly. There was there was an incident that happened.
The things in my house have been stricken down because of a TikTok or an Instagram, and it's like, who is this person? What do they, how do they have, why do I believe
that? Well, it's Big Turkey is what it is. Big Turkey puts out a video and
it's
says, don't do the rotisserie chicken anymore. We also
I think the internet was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Poll it. Internet, good idea, bad idea.
Way to drop that on us at the 11th hour. We could do an entire show on, is the internet a bad idea? Is it a compliment to call a quarterback frail and dainty? Chewy got smoked on this one. 94% of people said hell no.
Not the worst,
no.
Though, Gabe.
And then would you be surprised?
That isn't the worst. You avoided the worst.
If the Packers drafted an offensive tackle in the first round, 69% of people said no. We would not be surprised. It is, after all, Brian Gutekunst. Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.